from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott. Two new wildfires are burning in New Jersey this morning in Burlington and Ocean counties. The Big Rusty Fire has burned through a couple of dozen acres in Haynesport, about 20% contained. Crews are also working on the Country Club wildfire in Lakewood, which has burned 33 acres. That massive fire in North Jersey, about 88% contained this morning. Crews have been struggling to keep containment on that fire. It's burned thousands of acres and forced dozens of evacuations. The revived congestion pricing plan got the green light from the MTA Monday. Catherine Freed, a former city council member on the Lower East Side, says this $9 toll to enter below Manhattan's 60th Street is going to do great harm to the area.
Our cost of living will go up. Our cost of food, deliveries, and services will get higher. We depend on infrequent bus service. We do not have accessible subways.
New Jersey drivers will get a $3 discount if you use the Lincoln and Holland tunnels. Congestion pricing will begin January 5th if lawsuits don't stop it. There's a push to make sure the Jersey Lottery never starts selling tickets directly online. The agency has expressed interest, but businesses say it'd be a killer for retailers.
Right now, you can buy lottery tickets online in New Jersey through third-party courier services that still need to send someone to the store to make the purchase. Eric Blomgren with the New Jersey Gasoline Convenience Store Automotive Association says the lottery shouldn't be able to handle sales itself. It'll stop folks from needing to go to the store.
Lottery sales for small businesses have been a cornerstone for the last 50 years. They draw in people to purchase other higher margin items.
The New Jersey Lottery says it does not typically comment on pending legislation. Dean Alflamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 7:02. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next. Now, New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
Another pretty nice weather day shaping up for us here, although it is chilly this morning. Grab the jacket, 30s and 40s to start your Tuesday. High temperatures today near 60 degrees. Increasing clouds, dry and mild during the day. Now, spotty rain showers are a possibility tonight. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, lows in the upper 40s. And then upper 50s tomorrow. A mix of clouds and sun. Rain rolls in late tomorrow night into Thursday morning. Looks pretty wet and windy there. New Jersey weather made possible by Guaranteed Service. Heating system not keeping you warm? Leaky faucet, backed up sewer line, or not enough hot water? Call Guaranteed Service today and get your complete heating system tune-up for only $77 and stay cozy all winter long. Visit GuaranteedService.com or call 1-800-GUARANTEED.
Morristown 36, Ewing 39, Turnersville 42. Download our mobile app for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone, customized for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York. Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.